Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Choose not
to like. But on the regulatory side, we've cut, I think I've done over, through President Trump, over 50 orders, executive orders, at Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, getting rid of these nonsense Biden programs. I mean, the bureaucracy that was there, they had never even seen an FHFA director at some of these companies, from what I've been told. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, these are trillions and trillions of dollars worth of assets. And so we're going in there and doing it. And I think that, frankly, you've yet to see what's best to come from President Trump.
So Bill Pulte there, the director of U.S. Federal Housing, FHFA. We're going to get to what is happening locally in the market here, because my friend Stewie is in the studio with us. Stewie, hi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you first and foremost so much for the sponsorship to send me to Washington, D.C.
Oh, that's going to be exciting.
It was so fun to go and to experience everything that was taking place at the White House, to be in the White House. I had never been there before, and I had such a great time, and it was due in large part to you being able to make that possible. So I want to make sure that if y'all are getting your mortgages, refi or new, you go to Stewie, a great partner and sponsor here.
Did the president make any comments about interest rates?
No, not yet. But I did get this Fox Business alert right now. It says the Federal Reserve holds key interest rates steady amid economic uncertainty. On Wednesday, they announced that it will leave its benchmark interest rate unchanged as policymakers continue to monitor inflation and the labor market amid elevated levels of economic uncertainty. Not surprised?
We talked about this.
Yes, you called it.
Over and over again. And there's a little bit of a tug of war between the president and Powell. And Powell says, I don't want to cut the interest rates. Why? Well, you've got tariffs. You got inflation still in check. Employment is maybe a little bit weaker, but not offset to where we have to worry about it. So why should I cut the interest rates? And the president's turning around and saying, hey, we want to cut the interest rates because we want our economy to grow and grow and grow.
I was just going to say, if you cut interest rates... Tell people at my intellectual level what that ends up doing for the economy. Don't laugh at me, Brad.
Well, people go out and borrow money.
Yes.
You know?
And spend it.
My wife's like, when the interest rate's going to go down so I can go charge up the credit card again. No, it's true. You know, if you look at housing, you know, this is a great example of why cutting interest rates will help the economy. The average age of people buying houses a year or 2 years or 3 years ago when interest rates were lower was much lower than it is today. The average age for a person buying a house today, first time, 38 years old.
Woo! When did you buy your first house?
It went up to 38.
Ryan?
26.
Brad?
I haven't bought a house.
Brad.
Well, your wife.
Your wife.
My wife bought her house.
So you moved into the house. Yeah. That, when
he's
you
got it better.
Yeah. Yeah, he did it right.
Yeah, no kidding. I think we bought our house when I was 23.
Yeah. So the younger generation, the 20s, in those days were buying houses because it was, quote unquote, more affordable. Mm-hmm. Today, with the elevated interest rates, thank you, Powell and the Fed, and go ahead with the prices increasing, the younger crowds are just not, I can't afford this.
Do they just rent? But I mean, doesn't
they rent.
Renting reflects the higher prices too.
Not as much as housing. Not as much as housing.
Well, when you talk about interest rates, you know, people who invest, you think, oh, that's just the investor class. That doesn't affect me. But I know for sure that if I buy a house right now, I have to charge a lot more in rent to make back that purchase than if I bought in 2021.
That's right.
So
that's right.
The people that I rent to on houses I bought a while ago, I can charge less for that those houses.
You know, it's kind of it's a tug of war between can I afford this today or not. Mm-hmm. And the younger folks are just seeing themselves in a position where based on the salary of what I'm earning right now, I can't afford today's payment.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll wait till the interest rates drop. So all of a sudden, the first-time home buyers and the buyers that are out there buying, they're in their mid-30s, late-30s. They've been established. They have some money put away. They're making more income than the younger folks are. So all of a sudden, you see those groups start to do it. So there's a higher age group that's out there that's buying.
So talk to me, Stewie. We're speaking with Stuart Rosenblum of Stewart's American Mortgage, a partner here with me. I am a customer of his twice time over with a refinance on my loan that I got in 2015, refied twice with the bagel loan, didn't pay any closing costs either time because that's the commitment of the bagel loan. People who are looking to buy here in the St. Louis market, you work on both sides of the river, so the Metro East as well as this whole area that's listening right now. What is the market like right now as interest rates continue to be held and they haven't plummeted, but they're not at their highest highs?
Well, let's talk about what's going on in St. Louis. Now, St. Louis is the sixth hottest market in the United States.
Really?
Yes. This is the sixth, which is really, really tough. Yesterday, I did an application for a customer, 42 offers on one house.
Gosh.
42.
Every time you leave, I'm like, gosh, Jared, we have to sell our house now.
Right, but if you have to sell it.
I don't even care where we live after that.
If you sell it, you have to buy something and you're back in the similar position because you have to pay the prices.
Live in one of Ryan's houses.
Pending sales.
Okay. No breaks, though.
Where do you have your house? I don't want to know. Pending sales are up 12.8%, so there's more sales going on than last year. Closed sales, though, are down 11% from last year.
And what's that mean?
That means that there's even less inventory than there was a year ago. So inventory is down 11.4% from last year.
So there's a lot of offers coming in because there's just not
there's
as many
just
houses
no
to
houses.
Buy.
There's just no houses. The price of a home is up 8.1%. Okay. Over last year, 8.1%. Medium sales price for the St. Louis area is $290,000. So it's a little bit on the
lower. Does this say what the average house is at $290,000? Like beds, baths, like square footage or anything?
It doesn't say. I didn't get into it, but you know, inventory is down across the board. 34 days average turnaround time from contract to closing. But these are numbers that clearly indicate that even though pending sales are up comparatively, the inventory is way down. There's much, much more demand and many, many, many less houses available to choose from. So all of a sudden you get these massive offers. The one I accepted yesterday with the 42 offers, $65,000 over the asking price.
Jared!
$65,000!
You need to sell. Live on the street.
You know, Trump and Vance,
make the kids resourceful.
We have been talking about for a while, even before they were elected, about, well, there needs to be more inventory. They're right. But what can the federal government even do to increase inventory?
Well, if you reduce the interest rates, okay, if you reduce the interest rates, people who got stuck or benefited from the 2% and 3% interest rates that occurred during COVID may be willing to sell their homes.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, that's right.
You got me a really super low
rate. I know. Why would you want to sell your house?
Yes.
You know, you think of it, you're in your house.
Yeah.
Why would you want to get half the house for the same mortgage payment? So
yeah.
You'll stay where you are. If you have to move or you want to move, and the rates go down from the 7% type range that we're at now to 5%, you know, even though you're at 3, 3.5, whatever the story is, you may be incentivized for that differential to go ahead and sell your house.
If the need to move is big enough. Yeah.
If the, well, it doesn't have to be big enough. It has to be enough of an incentive.
Yeah.
You may have the need right now, but it's like, no way. If I'm going to double my mortgage payment, I'm not doing this.
For sure.
If it's a little bit higher, okay, you'll do it. So if you cut the interest rates and you show that trend, and if the economy starts doing even better, which means, i.e., if the economy does better, you folks that are working out there will probably end up making more, mm-hmm. right? Your salaries will go up. Then you can afford it more. It's a little bit more in line. There'll be more supply. There'll be obviously a little bit more demand, but it'll start matching up equal and you'll be...
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In a better position.
So, Stewie, when you talk about the thing that I think is so important for people to understand is that your interest rate can change over the course of the time that you're paying your home off, but whatever that purchase price is, you're not going to be able to, once you agree on a purchase price, that's the loan you're going to have to pay off.
That's it.
So if you get a good deal on a house and the interest rates are too high, so like, you know, people who are in my situation right now where I might be looking, comparing interest rate in the twos, high twos, compared to whatever else I might get out there, if I found the house and it was the right price, it was a good price for the right home, if I wait for interest rates to come down and then you get a bunch of more buyers in the market, those home prices could eventually go up. That's the number I'm going to have to stick with for good.
Right. There's going to be a period of time when the interest rates do go down where the demand is still going to exceed the supply. Okay. It's going to take a little bit of time to kind of filter out.
Yeah.
The best and smartest thing you can do is buy the house now and pay the higher rate. Because then you can refinance for free when
rates
actually go down.
Because you can change the rate.
Right. That's right. You can change the rate. You can't change the amount you owe, but you can change the rate. So this is a very, very big factor that people need to understand today, especially the young folks that are sitting on the sidelines and saying, no, I don't want to buy a house. I can't afford it. And buy it now and then refinance later down the road. So this is what I've been preaching. Many people taking advantage. They got in their house. They call us. Yes, this was the right move. But a lot of folks out there are saying, look, I just can't do it. I don't want to hack that payment and I'm not going to go for it.
So you sit and you kind of wait. You're kind of on the edge of your seat. I know what that's like. I want to build a home. So it's not that I'm out there comparing the inventory that's available, but it is very difficult to let go of a good rate. Some people are going into renting their homes or whatever. If you can make that, if you can swing it. Without having the cash, the equity, and the home that you probably need to sell in order to build the next thing. I think a lot of people do get tripped up by interest rates. And of course, there's tons of people out there saying, you know, get this low interest rate, get that low interest rate. How do you educate people? I know that you want people to go to Stewart's American Mortgage for their mortgage. I get that. But what do people need to know when they hear me? Like, for instance, when I talk about the bagel loan, which you can only get with Stewie, what you do is you take away closing costs so that people can go through that mortgage, get their home, and not pay any closing costs. Some people will push certain kinds of rates and stuff like that. How can a buyer, an eventual person reaching out to get that loan, how can they be smart about what they pick?
All right. Well, let me tell you what I heard this morning on the radio. Okay. I'm driving around and I'm listening to different radio stations and talk radio. And all of a sudden, there's an advertisement by a local mortgage company. And the interest rate they're advertising is 4.9% on a 30-year fixed. Now,
you always tell me not to say numbers because they can change so much.
I know, but they're saying 4.9%, okay? And everybody gets excited.
Ooh, the
and
fours.
All of a sudden, I got 4.9%. Wow, this is a great deal. If you listen at the end of the commercial, they say the APR, which nobody seems to understand.
I don't.
It's 5.87%.
Why are you smiling, Ryan?
Just because that's what people do.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff that's people what do. People,
I got work. Four. I had a customer come into my office the other day, and he had got a loan from another institution. He says, look, I got 5%. And then I looked at his documents, and the lender had charged him $12,000 to get
close?
That 5%. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That 12. Now, if you take the difference of the prevailing interest rate versus the 5% that this person is so proud of, it's only a $75 or $80 difference on his payment. Go look how many years you have to pay or save to earn back that $12,000-some-odd that he paid. It's huge. You'll never recover the cost. So be proud of that 5%. Uh-uh. Don't be proud. You want to look at the whole picture. So you want to look at the APR, the annual percentage rate. This particular company that was advertising this, they were advertising an FHA loan with PMI, no matter how much or what percentage of the value of the property that you're going to borrow, 1.75% as a fee goes to the government.
All to
just
say.
Just to do the loan. So all these fees
the
come
fours.
Into play. Right. So when you look at the dollars that you're saving by having the lower interest rate versus what it's costing, it doesn't make sense.
A couple questions here from folks that are listening to us on the YouTube channel. Dale says, Annie, can people in Missouri get a bagel and also? Yes. Absolutely. Missouri and Illinois. If I haven't made that clear, I apologize. Of course, I live in Illinois, but you can do you call Stewie 314-324-4440, or you can text him and he can help you. If you're listening to this on 97.1 FM Talk, you can get the bagel on. People could reach out to you. Also, just to follow up to that, I have had family members call you. And, you know, I mostly talk about the bagel loan because if you use that, you pay $0 in closing costs. But sometimes you've been able to get people deals that don't involve the bagel loan and it's something else because you're always looking at each individual client.
That's right.
About what's best for them.
We had a customer come in, okay, husband and wife. He makes $130,000. She makes $60,000. There are programs and rates for people that make under 80% of the area median income mm-hmm. for wherever you're going to buy that house. So the 130 plus the 60 doesn't qualify for that 80% or less, but the 60 does. So we ignored the husband's income completely. We can do that.
Yeah.
And we just qualified them on the wife's income. And all of a sudden, they got 0.75% lower on the interest rate with the bagel loan. No closing costs. The other lenders they shopped, 0.75% higher, fees that they had to pay. So the APR is very important. Don't shop interest rate, shop APR. But more That's importantly is know who you're getting the loan from.
Yeah.
Because you can think you're getting the best deal. If the person doesn't know the ins and outs of all the guidelines and products that are available, you're not going to get the best deal that's available to you.
So Paul asks, and I think that this is a very interesting question and an important one, and I've asked you this and you've explained it to me in detail, but I can give you the opportunity to do it here. I'm talking about bagel loan, no closing costs. Bagel loan, no closing costs. Only with Stewie can you get the bagel loan and pay no closing costs. Paul says, who pays the closing costs?
We do. It's actually a very simple formula. People ask us, okay, where's the catch?
Yeah.
My mom always told me when I grew up, if something is for free, there's a catch somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, what we did was we totally eliminated any commission loan officers. All the other competitors are all upset about this. If you eliminate the commissions that you have to pay to a loan officer and you take that money and pay the closing cost for you, you end up getting the same or better rate with no cost. So we went to the title companies in the area and we said, look, you got to keep your cost to a minimum and we're going to pay it for the buyers to give them the benefit and we're going to give them the same or better interest rate by not having to pay the commissions out. So it's the old time American kind of philosophy of a small family business, same product, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac insured loans, FHA, VA, whatever you qualify for. It's the same exact product, but because our address is maybe in a low rent district, so it's a nice neighborhood. We're in Overland. We love Overland, but it's not like Clayton, and it's not a fancy schmancy Ledoux address.
Yeah.
And if we don't have to pay the commissions, take that money instead of pocketing it, give it back to the buyers.
You've truly put the client at the center of what Stewart's American Mortgage is, so that you can give them the best deal. And it's, and like you said, it's, there's no gimmick here. There's no roll the closing costs into the loan and you don't have to pay them now, but you pay them later. You take care of that for them. And you can, he did this for me the first time I went through the big loan. You explained it in great detail.
People ask.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good question to ask.
Because there's so many people doing, like you just said, the ad you heard wherever else. There's something that they're not disclosing or it's buried somewhere.
That's right. I had a real estate agent that had pushed a buyer to go to a specific lender, and they do that because of the relationship. And you, as a buyer, you kind of trust the real estate agent. That's your first person you interact when you're buying a house. And they said, go to my guy. So he had gone to her guy, and when he went to her guy, he said to her guy, hey, in all fairness, I listened to radio, and I know about Stewie, and I've talked to Stewie, and he's pre-approved me. Okay, and I'm considering the bagel loan, but since my realtor said go talk to you, I'm talking to you. And before the guy even gave him an interest rate, he says, we can't compete with it. I'm sorry, don't even bother. Yeah. So, you know, people get educated, and if you call us, we will teach you in a matter of 2 minutes how to educate yourself on what to look at in the documents, because those documents are confusing. There's two or three spots to look at, the APR, the fees. Then you'll be able to see whether you're getting the better deal or not. And so I wanted the opportunity, I would like the opportunity, to show you how to educate yourself and understand where it is to look. And once you know that, then we feel that it's going to be the best deal for you.
Amen to that. Sherry says on YouTube, I love Stewie. He financed my house almost 3 years ago and then refinanced me for nothing last year at a lower rate. So real people who listen to this show, who followed my advice, who I followed my advice, got the bagel loan two times with Stewie because rates came down and then they came down again. And I am a woman of my word, and I hope that you will give Stewie the opportunity to do exactly that. You hustle and work hard for your clients to give them all the details they need to know that they are making the best decision, Stewie, and we appreciate you for that. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Did I miss anything? Is there anything else
we were talking
to talk about?
A little bit about how you're going to beat these bids.
Yeah.
Do we have time to talk about it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so if you're going out and you're having these offers, bidding wars, how are you going to be able to get your contract accepted? And I'll be quick. Number one, you got the bagel loan. If you don't have to pay the closing costs, add those monies to the bid. You'll be at the other offers. You'll be ahead of the game. Number two, we can close in 10 days.
Yeah.
Okay? And often, you don't have to sell your old house to be able to buy the new house. Call me about that and I'll tell you how you can work that out. So if we can close in 10 days, most lenders take 3 to 4 weeks just to get the loan approved. You tell the seller, I can close in 10 days. He says, okay, you know what? I'll give you the deal. You can have the house. If it falls apart, it's only 10 days. I can put it right back on the market. So that's the second thing we do. The third thing is, which is so important, we give the power of the pre-approval letter in your hands. So we'll pre-approve you to the maximum that you can afford. You can go into our system and edit that pre-approval letter for any amount that you want. You don't want to show a pre-approval letter for more than you're going to offer. The seller is going to say, give me more money.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can't do it for less. So we had a really quick story. We had a listener that went ahead and went with the realtor's lender and offered $400,000 for a house, had a pre-approval letter for $400,000. It was a Saturday. They counter-offered at $405,000. So they accepted the counter-offer, but they had to provide the pre-approval letter for $405,000. They could not reach a loan officer. He was in Mexico on the weekend for his anniversary. They lost the house. 2 weeks later, he came to us. We pre-approved him for $600,000. He went ahead, offered $450,000 on another house, countered at $455,000. He went into our system, generated his own pre-approval letter in 30 seconds, gave the seller 2 hours to decide, and got the house. So we give you that power. It's a big deal, believe me. Our offer was number three, but because we were able to close in 10 days and they got the letter, he got the house, and that will make all the difference for you.
Yeah, you become the most competitive person in that buying process, and you do it when you work with Stewie at Stewart's American Mortgage. Stewie, thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for
having me. Glad we were able to connect, and especially on a day where that news comes that the Fed's holding rates as well. Good to get your thoughts on that. If you're interested in a new mortgage or a refinance, I speak from experience, a customer myself, call or text Stewie, 314-324-4440, 314-324-4440, in Illinois and Missouri. Folks, get the bagel loan. We'll be right back. Don't go away.